Blog Talk Radio.
The day before New Year's Eve. Time goes by. Should old acquaintances be forgotten and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintances be forgotten and days of long ago? It is a traditional show, song. However, I'm doing the modern English translation. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally, reaching the world. This digital economy that we're in is so exciting. And I wanted to be the very first to wish you a Happy New Year. The calling number is 347-637-3789. Are you reading the outline on the internet? Today's show is about you. A new year, a new you, a new beginning. I want you to make only one resolution this year. Be kind to yourself in 2016. Men and women, all ages. And then if you're an entrepreneur, if you have a dream still dancing in your heart that you just want to share with the world, then write down, I will reign supreme in 2016. You're listening to Life with Kathy. Where did the time go? It's almost like a blink of an eye. And I was introducing and welcoming 2015. And now it's 2016. So the old lang syne that you're all going to sing at midnight on December 31st. Should old acquaintances be forgotten and never brought to mind? Was there someone you could have called? Was there someone you could have reached out to? Or are they just going to be forgotten? Should old acquaintances be forgotten in days of long ago? For times gone by, my dear, for times gone by, we will take a cup of kindness yet, for times gone by. We too have run about the hillsides and pulled the daisies fine, but we have wandered many a weary foot, for times gone by. We too have paddled, waded in the stream from noon until dinner time, but seas between us broad have roared since time gone by. And there is a hand, my trusty friend, and give us a hand of yours, and we will take a goodwill drink of ale for times gone by. And surely you will pay for your pint, and surely I will pay for mine. And we will take a cup of kindness yet, for times gone by. What New Year's resolutions have you made? A New Year's resolution is a tradition most common in the Western Hemisphere, but also found in the Eastern Hemisphere, in which a person makes a promise to do an act of self-improvement or something nice, like giving a smile, lending a helping hand, opening a door. What are you going to do? You know, we're mandated. If you woke up this morning on December 30th, you're mandated to give back to the world. The more you give, the more you receive. Or are you in the, well, the only one that matters is me, myself, and I? Can you reach out? Can you get out of your bloated way and reach out with an act of kindness? You're listening to Live with Kathy. Call in number 347-637-3789. Weigh in. Let me know what you're going to do on New Year's Eve. What resolution, what resolve are you going to make? Now, remember, just make one or two. I have to tell you, excuse me. Oh, excuse me, I had to choke on that. Everyone writes down maybe 5 to 30 resolutions. And they did a test. They did a survey. In 72 hours, it's gone. It's forgotten. Never to be seen again. So your New Year's resolution, resolve to renew all your old resolves and add a few that are new. Resolve to keep them as long as you can. What more can a poor man or woman do? Because you ain't going to keep your vow to keep your resolutions. I don't make resolutions. You see, I'm a solo entrepreneur. I have a mastermind group that surrounds me, because I can't know it all. But I'm a doer. When I get the epiphany, I simply move on it. I don't wait. Because you see, there are too many naysayers. But let me share with you what Dr. Seuss has to say. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. What are you going to do? Just sit there, live on the dole. You think you're entitled, that everyone should be taking care of you. Shame on you. Here's a resolve that I just came across. It's the early 20th century. Oh, I just love this. Are you with me? I will this day try to live a simple, sincere, and serene life, repelling promptly every thought of discontent, anxiety, discouragement, impurity, and self-seeking, cultivating cheerfulness, magnanimity, clarity, and the habit of holy silence, exercising economy in expenditure, carefulness in conversation, diligent in appointed service, fidelity to every trust and a childlike trust in God or your higher power. Call in number 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you do know if you call in today, I automatically give you a gift. A nonfiction book, The Elixir of Youth. Seek the Self of Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. And there is a spirituality twist to it, because it all goes back to what you resolve to do today. Cultivating cheerfulness. Cultivating the habit of holy silence. Carefulness in conversations, because you see, you're not the only one that matters. Can you get out of your bloated way? You matter, but you're not the only one that matters. Bored and lonely? Who can you reach out to? Who can you help? You know, it's such a wonderful feeling to be there to help. What can you do? Oh, wait, I know. Oh, you're all in the pity pot. down in the valley. You know, Johnny Carson said, oh, I love that guy, his humor. It's okay to be down in the valley, but you don't have to pitch a tent. Come on, soar with the eagles. Traverse the abyss so that you could stand on the mountaintop. Because you see, to the world, you do matter. That's if you have something to share. Are you in joy now? Do you feel good now? Are you happy now? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And if you want to write to me, it's Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And be sure to click on Z Video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. It's an original. And I am truly going to promote it like the Dickens for 2016. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, soul songs, and Shakespeare. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. I do sonnets, and he does the singing. And we came together. We resonate on the stage. It's a new genre for fundraising, too. And then don't forget love letters. You don't have to memorize anything. Only two people on stage. I'm Melissa. And Andrew Make Peace Last the Third is by choice. Who in your area would be a draw to the play? You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice, and then you'll cry more. I love theater, and I plan on doing more and more of it in 2016. What is it? What are your plans for 2016? Now, once you're on the site, scroll down to books. And the first one is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. You want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. But, oh, all of the methods are natural and easy. Well, it'll take you a while to learn them because, you see, you are now honoring your body, which is your vessel. How pure is your vessel? I'm thinking of the Sistine Chapel. I don't know why. Michelangelo. Can't you see it? Can't you see that the choices that you're making, that you made in 2015, have put you where you are right now, today? What did you learn from them? What did you learn? Isn't it better to look ahead and prepare than to look back and regret? Oh, I see. You're still regretting your life because you're blaming. Oh, get over it. Pick up the mirror and say hello to the person that created your life. You did. No one else, just you. So when I said to you earlier, when I opened the show, I want you to make only one resolution this year. Be kind to yourself. And then resolve to reign supreme in 2016. Age has nothing to do with it. This is, you see, I was at the crossroads the latter part of this year. America devalues age more than any other nation in the world. They have their stranglehold on youth, which is fine. We've all been there. But I want you to know the 70, the 80, the 90-year-olds are shaping the world. And you'll be hearing more about that. My shows in 2016. Oh, that we have four compartments. I want you to compartmentalize your age. 1 to 25, you're in the spring. Ages 25 to 50, you're in the summertime. 50 to 75, you're in the fall. 75 to 100, you're in the wintertime. But you're still, it's an exciting time. You're still moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. And this is what I want you to think about for 2016. I'm moving higher on the path of life. Oh, opportunities, vistas, portals that are there for me. I soar with the eagles. Do you want to run with the herd? Be my guest. But you won't resonate with me. And as the old year slips away, he kindly with him takes the pages we have blurred and marred with failures and mistakes. The blighted hopes and needless fears are gone beyond recall, and ours once more for the fair, clean page the new year brings to all. How exciting is that? 2016 is a new beginning for you. Learn from 2015. If you haven't learned, then you ain't going nowhere, honey. Let me tell you, you ain't going nowhere. But every challenge presents an opportunity to learn. It's a learning curve. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Manly Men, Iron Workers and Impact, Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better world. Log on to impact-net.org. Iron Workers. The Domperion of the trades. Do you want a job or do you want a career? Log on to ironworkers.org. And you do have to qualify. Did you hear me? You see, my mission is purpose is to educate you, to introduce you to iron workers, to acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on to ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the recipients in 2009 of the Gold Medal Award nationally. They stood on top of that stage and they accepted that award. And I love working out at the gym. We have a 50-plus club. It's a consortium. I told you, you've been mandated to share your brilliance with the world. Bored and lonely? Hey, is that mirror there? Come on. Say hello to the person who created your life. You did. By our thinking, we could have the most beautiful life and world if our thoughts are loving and kind. And remember I told you earlier that stress, anger, unhappiness release toxins into the body and destroy healthy cells, and you wind up looking like a Baba Yaga. That's an old lady and an old man. You want to change your life, change your thinking, and just do it in baby steps. Get the book, The Elixir, and then log on to heparks.org. Find out how you could give back to the world. Yeah, I told you. Today is about you, a new year. a new year, a new you, a new beginning. Can you make that new beginning? Can you make it? Because everything in life today, first it's the thought, and then it turns into a choice. Because you might have one or two thoughts at a time. You have to choose. Be particular. Get in touch with your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. And for your voice, hey, you know who to contact. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You have a little tax issue? ahtax@ameritech.net. And don't tell me that looks don't matter. Why is it if we have a recession, a depression, anything in the economy, the beauty industry doesn't lose a penny? And you guys, come on. I know that you care about how you look. Get the book. You can only get it through me. You have to get in touch with me, ebook or the soft copy. It shall be my pleasure. And then Edith Nam has this incredible book out, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Yeah, stress, unhappiness, everything. Premature aging leads to illness, and it might lead to a premature death. I don't know what's going on in your life. You can find out about Edith by logging on to enamm.com. Her book is available at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. We're coming to the end of December. Did you have more month than money? I'm not going to go into a big dissertation about it, but after the first of the year, we'll talk more about you being the CEO of your own company. I started my own home-based business when I was 25. You still have time to weigh in, 347-637-3789. Okay, we're still on my website. We got through with the Elixir of Youth that I segued into. My sponsors are really my partners. You could be part of it. You know how to reach me. Yeah, there is an introductory offer. And of course you're going to spend some money. Let's see what you got. You're going to get your own show. And for once and for all, you're going to listen to you. How passionate. How convincing were you? Oh, mich movidit. That, in Croatian, is all we shall see. You know how to get in touch with me. Scroll down to the nonfiction choices. 14 of us bared our soul to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. You see, we're all in this together. The only thing that separates us, we human beings, from one another is our mind, our choices, our thoughts. What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking? It's available at authorhouse.com. And then scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Tom Patrick with Kathy Watson. My Trip to Africa. Available at amazon.com and Ex Libris. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. And you're going to get so many stories, true stories, of people that you may be going through the same experience, and they're there to help you. Amazon.com and self-growth. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. We live in a stressed-out, fast-paced society, but remember, this is a choice. Our greatest freedom is of choice. What is stress? Quite simply, it's the way you react physically, emotionally to change. Like change, stress can be either positive or negative. Change is constant. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Now, are you ready to change? Let me give you some tips for setting New Year's resolutions that you could implement. First of all, set realistic goals. This is not practical. I want it all and I want it now. Especially if you're looking for weight loss success. Pick a resolution that's challenging and requires focus, but not one that burns you out in the first month. Give yourself adequate time and set secondary goals along the way to keep you constantly moving forward. It ain't going to happen in 72 hours. Know your strengths and weaknesses. I'd rather work out alone. Other people need a partner. Then do that. Now, I want you to pick out your three strongest qualities and incorporate those into your game plan. For example, if you're well organized, use that to your advantage by mapping out a schedule to keep you on track. On the other hand, do your best to avoid known weaknesses. If you have no self-control around sweets, keep them out of sight. Breaking a bad habit is tough, even when you're fully committed. So give yourself a better chance by knowing what to use and what to lose. I have a support system, do you? I told you I have a mastermind group. If I'm stuck, I just give them a call. Or I ask them to rally around via email. Your New Year's resolution starts with you, but it can be supported by friends and family. If you show how important your resolution is to those around you, they will support you and motivate you along the way. Be careful. There are too many dream stealers out there. Another great option is teaming up with a friend or family member who has the same resolution. The team effort can add much-needed motivation and accountability. Be careful of the toxic negative thinking. If they can't do it, they're going to make sure that you can't. Don't give up. So maybe it's been 2 months and you're not quite where you're supposed to be. Well, that's okay. As long as you're making progress and you're staying motivated, things will happen. If it wasn't challenging, it won't be as rewarding in the end. This resolution holds personal importance to you, but you may have to remind yourself of why you're doing it from time to time and then reward yourself. Hallelujah. As you create your resolution, incorporate some rewards. You do this ahead of time. If you hit your secondary goals, for example, go out to dinner at your favorite restaurant for a cheap. This positive reinforcement only adds to the feeling of accomplishments and give you a break from your diet, if that's one of your goals. Now, but remember not to sabotage your overall progress by going overboard with too many rewards. With the right tools, you can be on your way to crushing your 2016 New Year's resolutions. Find the motivation and get the results. Now, darlings, I want you to reign supreme in 2016. You matter. Life is short. So kiss slowly. Laugh insanely. Love and truly forgive. My wish for you, 100 years of good health and prosperity. Happy New Year. Welcome, 2016. Au revoir.